SS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General Matt Gaetz was under investigation in Congress for alleged sexual misconduct. He was not charged with a crime, but the House Ethics Committee was preparing to release a report. House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, says that report should not be released because Gaetz has now resigned from Congress.
I believe it is very important to maintain the House's tradition of not issuing ethics reports on people who are no longer members of Congress.
Today in Peru, President Biden will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the third time. A federal judge in Texas Friday blocked a Biden administration rule that would have expanded access to overtime pay for millions more salaried workers. In Dallas, nobody was hurt when a bullet struck a Southwest Airlines plane that was preparing to take off from Love Field. The flight was canceled. Police are investigating. This is ABC News. Attorneys for the man accused of killing four students at the University of Idaho nearly 2 years ago are challenging key pieces of evidence ahead of his trial that is scheduled to start next summer.
In hundreds of pages of new filings, lawyers for Brian Koberger want the judge to exclude a wide range of evidence against him, from the DNA that helped lead investigators to Koberger to the searches of Koberger's home and car and to data pulled from his Amazon and Apple accounts. They say it should all be out because Koberger's DNA was linked to the crime by using genealogy, and his attorneys claim family tree DNA analysis is unconstitutional, but it's a method regularly used nationwide. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Social media star turned boxer Jake Paul had little problem handling the former world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson in a boxing match. Paul won a unanimous decision over the 58-year-old in a fight that streamed on Netflix. Many viewers complained about technical problems. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More people across the country are driving electric vehicles, but Wisconsin lags behind. EVs only make up about 1% of all cars on our roads. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas, and if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways through next year. Even though the law was Republican-authored in Wisconsin, Brockman says he believes the political divide is another factor in EV ownership hesitation.
Honestly, this is part of a larger national conversation where electric vehicles are kind of being politicized. And, I like to say the benefits are there. It doesn't matter who you voted for last Tuesday. The benefits are there no matter what.
Those benefits include lower fuel and maintenance costs, lower emissions, and potential tax breaks. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies, a bit breezy, highs near 51. Some sprinkles or light showers tonight, a low around 43. Cloudy skies, breezy again for Sunday with a high near 55. On Monday, another chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny, 51.
Right now, 35.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cuff, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, hey, we haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, feels like it.
I have a little sore throat here, and later on today, we're going to be on KFAI for 2 hours, and I need to start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah, we got to get some cedar tea in you and probably some Vicks on your chest or something, but
yeah.
Yeah, colds are going around.
Exactly. Hey, November is Native American Heritage Month, and you know, I always say this, Haley, every month is Native American Heritage Month for me. But for all you out there listening and celebrating, big Pinigi, thank you for doing that. And of course, today, Haley, is Veterans Day. And we have so much history with this country. Per capita, we have more Native Americans in the military service than anybody else. We have a lot of warriors with that warrior spirit. And I remember a friend of mine, Barry, and I'll just say Barry Hand. I won't say his full name. Oh, I just did. He was a Marine, and then he was, because he had an eye situation, he was kicked out of the Marines, and then he joined the Army. So he was in, like, two branches of the service.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that you could do that, like, well, switch if you had a medical thing.
Wait a minute. Santina is a veteran. Yeah, Santina, wow, congrats. You know, thank you for serving. One of our listeners and one of our Facebook, YouTube listeners, we really appreciate your service. I got to say this, too, before I forget. The original Robert Pilot, my father, was in World War II and also in Korea and was called back during Korea. And just to shout out him up in the big B-17 up in the sky. Amazing that, especially during World War II, where all these people were, in small little communities across the world. There was no TV, there was radio, and they were plunged into this unbelievable world of world. And Shantina, my dad was in the Army Air Corps, and then also that turned into the Air Force after World War II, but yeah, right on. Right on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yeah, I got to shout out my late grandpa, Kevin Galvin, too. He served in the Air Force. He was in Vietnam. And yeah, of course, shout out to all of our Code Talkers, too, our Native American Code Talkers as well. And yeah, happy Veterans Day to everyone who served. And also happy Native American Heritage Month to our Natives out there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I just got to give myself a quick shout out to November 9th. And again, we hadn't been on the air with live shows because we had to take some mental health days off after this election. And I celebrated 40 years of sobriety.
Oh, that's right, Dega. That is huge. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the people that have helped me over the years because it takes a village, but it takes a village and it takes a community to support. And there's nothing more dangerous than a sober Native American.
Or cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, really touching on the fact we haven't been on like live on air since the election. And, you know, as you say, you know, it's just important that we all take care of ourselves and our spirits and our mental health, take care of each other, your relatives, your loved ones. And it's okay to, you know, take time for yourself and to, you know, gather yourself up and pick yourself back up.
Yeah, definitely. And I know I don't think we have time, but we had a report from Senator Mary Kunish that we can probably pop up in the next segment. But and also I want to mention, too, it's Native American Heritage Month over at KFAI. And we'll be on live from 7 to 9 on KFAI and having some groovy people, you know, that we got a president of Ho-Chunk Nation coming on and let's see who else we have. Big guitars. We're going to be playing some music, and then
That'll be fun.
State Representative Heather Keeler.
Yeah, so it'll be a good show. We'll be on a KFAI, which is here in the Twin Cities. That's an FM channel, 90.3, right?
Yeah,
KFAI.
Yeah, and they're a community station that's been around for years, and we're blessed not only to be on the mothership here, AM 950, but also other stations like KFAI across the Turtle Island. So we just give them a big shout-out, and we appreciate all they do for amplifying the Native voice, which they've been doing for many, many, many years. And I know they have a McGeezy, which has an unbelievable amount of recordings from KFAI from the 70s and early 80s that really during the prime time of the American Indian Movement. And I can't wait for those to come out sometime and just listen to those people, you know, like, you know, Clyde Belcourt and John Trudell and all those people that really were moving and grooving in the 70s. And we need their spirit now, especially with the way things are now. And we have to move forward with and keep an eye on the prize. And, you know, I just want to say this real quick to Haley is that I was what's her name? Prakoski or Jen that worked for the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. She kind of threw out there that, you know, in 2004, everyone was really upset that Bush 2 won. Mm-hmm. And then 2006. It was a blue wave in the House and Senate. And then 2008, we got Obama. So hopefully that's our future coming up here real soon. Keep plugging away and don't let those, don't let those people bring you down. And, you know, they will find out soon enough who they voted for and what he's going to do. So.
Yeah.
The whole country night.
I know. Yeah. No, there's a lot of bad news that came out from election night. And hopefully, you know, in this next segment, we can touch on a lot of some positive things that, you know, did result out of the election. And we can share some wise words from who you mentioned, like John Trudell, who I've been listening a lot to recently, just helping keep my spirit up. And we'll hear from John Trudell, a couple really great pieces. Yeah, go through the list about who won in Indian country for elections.
Absolutely. And we're going to still be here. We're not going anywhere. So that goes back to Native Roots Radio is we're still here. Just like Native Americans all across Turtle Island, we're not dinosaurs. We are going to be united in bringing our truth and our sovereign nations forward in the next 4 years, especially, but forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just only for ourselves, but for everyone on the earth, every living spirit here that calls this, you know, earth home.
You know, I always like, too, that when we talk about every living spirit, I really key on to that. You know, and Wendy always talks about our sacred animals, but those beings really are our relatives, and we truly believe that here on Native Roots Radio.
Absolutely.
Hey, Haley, we're back in the saddle here again.
Yeah, woohoo, Hawaii.
Yeah. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're with Haley, and we're kind of just, you know, trying to fire up here and talk sense here. But we got a really good next segment here talking about the victories that did happen. Haley's got together a big list. So we're excited to talk about that in this and next segment. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, Haley, do we want to start out with State Senator Mary Kunish and then get into the positive election outcomes that we came? Should we do that?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So we make sure that we get it. Why don't we take a quick listen to our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Ha ha mataki ape. Hello, my relatives. It is State Senator Mary Kunish. On a most beautiful November 8th day here in Minnesota. Not a lick of snow, not even a breeze. It looks like it's going to be warm here in Minnesota for a little bit longer, which just means more fun and games for outdoors. I'm currently at the park with my two granddaughters, but wanted to just send a greeting to all of you after an incredibly upsetting presidential race in the United States. We were hoping for a different outcome, and the opportunity to have our first woman leader of our country and a woman of color at that. It is apparent that as much as the United States likes to talk about freedom and choice and the ability to practice the freedoms that we all should enjoy regardless of race or religion or color. Obviously, that's not the case these days. And so we now have four more years with a man that has a playbook that will destroy much of the democracy that we have worked so hard for 200 plus years to instill. Indian country is a complicated place. We wonder sometimes why our Native folks support the people that they do. I don't quite understand how Trump has been good for Indian country in the past, and I'm a lot worried about what we're going to see in the future. But you know, regardless of that, here in Minnesota, we still have the support and the majority of Dems in the Senate, albeit it's a one person still. We had a fantastic campaign for our one person that we needed to maintain the majority in the Senate. And thank you, Wopi LaTonka and Johnson Stewart, for the work that you and your committee did to ensure that the Senate keeps that majority and can continue to do the good work for Minnesota. It's kind of crazy that our House of Representatives that had about a four-person majority Dem now are even, 67-67, 67 Dems, 67 GOP members in the House. So somehow they're going to have to figure out how to govern together. And I will be very curious to see and hear how this is going to work. Nonetheless, I know that we in the Senate are bound and determined to not only work with those that want to do the good work on both sides of the aisle, but also make sure that we are continuing to advocate for those communities that are the least represented and have the fewest resources, whether it is in greater Minnesota, whether it is in the suburbs, whether it is in our urban core of Minneapolis and St. Paul. I know for a fact that my compadres in the Senate are ready to continue the good work that we've been doing. At some point, we will warmly welcome our governor, Tim Walz, back into the fold here in Minnesota, and thank him for the willingness to step up and do that hard work with hardly any time to create a campaign. He and Kamala Harris gave us a lot of hope in so many different ways, even though it didn't come to fruition. But nonetheless, we will welcome Governor Walz back with open arms and continue to do the good work that we've been doing together for the good people of Minnesota, and especially for those in Indian country. It's sad to see Representative Jamie Becker Finn leave. She and I were elected at the same time in 2026 and joined the House at that time. After 8 years, she's putting it to rest and focusing on her family and her business, and we wish her all the best. And fortunately, we still have Representative Keeler and Representative Koslowski in the House that I can partner with. But my time is up. I wish you well, and we will meet again very soon. Wopi LaTonka.
Wow, big peeny gigi, Haley. State Senator was on fire.
Yeah, and upset, rightfully so.
Yeah, I just...
That was from last week, so I do want to mention, you know, emotions were running high.
Yeah, she did say it was the 8th, and I was speechless the 8th, so... She really came through for us. That's amazing. I just texted her during that. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the positive things, though, because we like to be positive here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, sometimes.
I said that with a straight face. No. Hey, so our sister, Cherise Davids of Ho-Chunk Nation, she's a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation, was reelected to represent her state in Kansas in Congress. So that was huge.
That is huge. Kansas was smart on that.
Yeah. And then our friend Heather Keeler was reelected, and as
Rep. Leish Kozlowski was too in Duluth.
Right. And I was going to say, as Mary stated.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Well, we're just amplifying it because it's so cool. And again, later tonight, we'll be talking to State Representative Keeler around 7-ish. Sarah McBride made history to be the first transgender person to be elected in Congress. Wow.
Yeah, first ever, which is huge.
Yeah, very huge. I had a burp, so I pushed the pause button.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. We'll either get more listeners or less listeners.
Who knows at this point?
Boy, we're a positive group here. Hey, for the first time in history, two black women will serve the Senate at the same time, and that's Lisa Blunt Rochester and Angela Also Brooks. I hope I got that name right. That's amazing.
So. Yeah, which is like leaves me speechless too. For the first time ever, this is, you know, two black women in the Senate.
I got the applause. I always like to use that once in a while.
Yeah, well needed. Did you see who was I don't know if she was in the Senate. What's her last name? Crocker? I don't know. The one who called Marjorie Taylor the butch body. She got reelected too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's on fire too. So
yeah,
we're gonna need these voices. And yeah, to make it through the insanity here. But again, I say, you know, people find out, especially the people that possibly voted for the orange one or our new president, they're going to find out who they really voted for. First time in history, Andy Kim made history as the first Korean-American to be elected in the U.S. Senate, and he is also New Jersey's first Asian American senator. That's some applause there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big crowd applause.
That was a good one.
I like the claps. I'll have to download the claps. Mm-hmm. Not the clap, but the claps.
Oh, yeah. Let's make that distinguish. Yeah,
I'm perfectly clear about that. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Love our sound effects today.
Yeah. I'm like a little monkey over here pushing all the buttons. Hey, so what do we have? Emily Randall and Julie Johnson both made history as the first openly LGBTQ people to represent their states in Congress. And again, that's an amazing... You know, 7 out of 10 states approved the ballot measure that will project or ensure.
Maybe protect.
Oh, yeah. Protect or enshrine abortion rights in their state's constitution. Arizona, Missouri, Maryland, Montana, Nevada, New York, and Colorado. And I do believe it is protect, but I wrote it wrong. The bifocals aren't working that well.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy. I printed off a little mini page here.
I know.
This isn't coming off the top of my head. This was prepared by our producer, Haley.
Yeah, this was from, when did I put this? I think I got this from like climate something on Instagram last year, put it in here, and now we're talking about it now, which is good.
Alaska and Missouri approved ballot measures that will raise minimum wage and require employers to provide paid sick time to their workers, all via impact on Instagram.
Yeah, so that was my source.
Nice.
Impact is really good on Instagram about sharing like good news, so I always like to follow them. But they also share like the honest stuff too, and I think we have like about a minute left coming up until our next break, but I want to touch a little bit on Kamala Harris's peaceful transition of power in her speech that she did when she, mm-hmm. you know, kind of concluded the results. She quoted, "Only in the darkness can you see the stars." And it kind of reminds me of what this poet once said, that they said, "Barns burnt down, now I can see the moon." So I think, you know, this is an opportunity to shine a lot of light through this cloud of darkness.
Absolutely. Good way to end this segment. Thank you, a big peeny geeky Haley. And everyone, if you don't know how important Haley is as a producer and my past producers, you do know right now. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General Matt Gaetz was under investigation in Congress for alleged sexual misconduct. He was not charged with a crime, but the House Ethics Committee was preparing to release a report. House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, says that report should not be released because Gaetz has now resigned from Congress.
I believe it is very important to maintain the House's tradition of not issuing ethics reports on people who are no longer members of Congress.
Today in Peru, President Biden will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the third time. A federal judge in Texas Friday blocked a Biden administration rule that would have expanded access to overtime pay for millions more salaried workers. In Dallas, nobody was hurt when a bullet struck a Southwest Airlines plane that was preparing to take off from Love Field. The flight was canceled. Police are investigating. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers upset Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Arizona Wildcats were ranked ninth in the nation, but on a night, the Badgers honored now Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan. They beat Arizona 103-88. Missouri transfer John Fanjay led Wisconsin with 41 points.
As far as Wisconsin, I feel like I want to be a part of, you know, a night like this. I think we have a great, amazing coaching staff. I just want to be a part of something special. Today we had, you know, alumni come in and we celebrated some of the guys from the Sweet 16 teams. I mean, it was just...
Final four.
Even better. My bad.
They host Texas Rio Grande Valley Monday at the Kohl Center. NBA, Bucks on the road in Charlotte tonight to play the Hawks. College football, Wisconsin and number one ranked Oregon. Kickoff at 6:30 tonight at Camp Randall. The Packers in Chicago against the Bears tomorrow at noon. Rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd, just back from an ankle injury, will not be able to play.
Unfortunately, he had appendicitis, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies, a bit breezy, highs near 51. Some sprinkles or light showers tonight, a low around 43. Cloudy skies, breezy again for Sunday with a high near 55. On Monday, another chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny, 51.
Right now, 35.
Quiet down. Here she comes. Shh.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda.
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we are very grateful for all the work they do in the community, and it's a beacon of hope every time I hear that that tagline.
Yeah, honoring health and tradition. Dr. Stately usually joins us on Monday, but he could not make it today, so he wishes, you know, sends his best to all of you, and yeah, we love Native American Community Clinic.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, before we get to a recording, Haley, that I wanted to play, you got a couple things you wanted to bring up beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Well, just kind of like wrapping up on our election talk. And I think we were so full of hope. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I want to, you know, before we move on to our Veterans Day topic, I want to finish that last segment of election news with some of these words from the great John Trudell. And he quotes, "No matter what they do to us, no matter how they strike at us, every time they do it, we must continue. But we must never become reactionary. The one thing that has always bothered me about revolution is that every time I have met the revolutionaries, they have acted simply out of hatred for our people. No matter what they ever do to us, we must always act out of love for the people and for the earth, and we must never react out of hatred for those who have no sense."
Yeah, that really reminds me of Standing Rock, too, and how this show started because of Standing Rock and the whole pipeline situation at the Standing Rock Reservation. And they were peaceful protesters all the way from the beginning to the end. So that's what, with prayer and resistance via peaceful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in all times of hard times and hard news, it's important to remember that us as Native American people, we are a resilient people, and we will carry on to fight again. And I think it's important to believe in the work of collective activism and the power and healing it brings our spirits and our relatives and, you know, just the collective work that we do together. And, you know, I hear this a lot, and I think people say it a lot, but it's so true. The battle, this battle might have been lost this time, but, you know, the war's not over, and we've come out in the end as winners before, and we will again. So for not just us, but for every living spirit on all of this native land that we call home, it's important that we do get up and fight again, and we do continue to fight together.
Exactly. And just remember, Custer had it coming.
Yep, that too.
Do you want to play that segment for us? It's always inspiring for me to listen to this.
Yeah, let's listen to John Trudell.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth to people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the star? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing
the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
That's like always really inspiring to me. Just love the music and the singing and the poetry.
Yeah, I think you showed me that one, and that's one that I listen to or I put on quite often. And one of my favorite lines is there is that he says, "Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race, possession, a war that doesn't end."
Yeah, exactly. I love Dream Smokes. Touch the sky. I love that. I always, it's very visual for me. It's smudging and things like that. That talk to our relatives. We're still here, and we're not conquered. We're not a conquered race. We're not a conquered people. And they've been trying for 500 years, and we're still here.
Yeah, and we'll continue to be here. Heather Keeler was texting me in between there, and she reminded me something really great. She said, We are the seeds from the generations they tried to eliminate. We are those seeds.
Exactly. And then she also put up earlier, the crowd applause is great.
Oh.
I appreciate
your sound effects.
Yeah. I don't know how they come off, but to me, that sounded really good. And, you know, we have to keep positive. And again, it's Veterans Day here. We've had, I know in Wisconsin too, we have a lot of Code Talker roads being brought up here in the next year or so with signs, with Ho-Chunk's language, and also just to let people know that the Ho-Chunk people were big Code Talkers during World War II, which if you don't know what that was where we were using our language, and the codes could not be deciphered because the enemy didn't know the Native American language.
Right. Right. And that's, like, I've heard, too, about, of course, our Ho-Chunk Code Talkers, and I've heard a lot about, too, the Navajo Code Talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, right, because they're both very different languages. They're not the same at all.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure the Ho-Chunk weren't talking to the Navajo.
Right.
They're like, what did he say? You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm sure there was quite a few other tribes that helped support that cause in World War II.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. If not by code talking, then of course in many other ways. Like as we talk about on Native Roots Radio, well, sometimes, you know, like Native Americans have a long history of serving in the United States military, like going back to the American Revolution. But then you also like compare notes to when we were helping Lewis and Clark on their expedition, or, you know, scouting with the U.S. Cavalry, or, you know, and then code talkers. Like there's a lot of different, like I know as natives, we have high service rates. Like historically Native Americans have led to the highest per capita rate of military service compared to any other ethnic groups in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I don't know if it's, I know people join the military for many different reasons, but I don't know if having certain ties to this land and like having traditional homelands here would, you know, carry a different feeling to that.
Some are just warriors.
Yeah.
You know, some are just warriors, and others do feel a kinship to the land. And, you know, we walk in two governments, whether it's our tribal government or our tribal lands within this country. So there's some of that too, and tradition. And also, you know, it's a good place to be able to start off if you don't know what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after this next break.
They had to find me, though. Hey, yeah. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wow.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
I think I called my dog over. She's coming over here.
Nice. At first, I thought it was a little lame howl, but that was enough to bring it.
Yeah, they know.
So I know we have some other things to talk about here when it comes to Veterans Day, and I know you have some really good notes. Why don't you bring up what Indian Collective did today?
Oh, yeah. So Indian Collective, I think, it was really important. They had kind of a heavier post, but I think it's really important to recognize, us as Native Americans know, the kind of force and violence that military can use, and especially what's going on around the world, and we want to recognize that. But also, they put out a quote of Sitting Bull, and it says, "Warriors are not what you think of as warriors. The warrior is not someone who fights because no one has the right to take another life. The warrior, for us, is one who sacrifices himself for the good of others. His task is to take care of the elderly, the defenseless, those who cannot provide for themselves, and above all, the children, the future of humanity."
Wow. Hey, I just want to also give a shout out to Ho-Chunk Warrior Owen Mike, and he has an unbelievable story. He's in 67 to 69, he was in Vietnam, and an amazing warrior. I just want to give him a shout out. And of course, we have the famous warrior, Ho-Chunk Warrior, that we talk about a lot. And there's there's a powwow grounds named after him. And
Andrew Blackhawk?
Yeah. And he's a Silver Star medalist. Mike Owen was a Silver Star medalist. And Andrew was, of course, unbelievable story about him and how he saved during the Korean War so many people. Mm. And he got the Medal of Honor. Army Corporal Mitchell Red Cloud Jr. served in World War II as a Marine in the Pacific, and after the war ended, he was discharged. He couldn't shake the feeling that he had more to offer to the military, and he re-enlisted. Red Cloud eventually sacrificed his life in Korea in a brave act of an act of bravery that earned him the Medal of Honor. So we have all these relatives that really, I know a lot of veterans that are Ho-Chunk too, and I just want to give them a big shout out.
Absolutely. I saw this article too out of, I think, where was this? It was one of the Dakotas, but, South Dakota. Okay. So this was coming from, I'm forgetting what it's called. What is like the reserves? The National Guard.
Yeah.
Okay. So the South Dakota soldier, who's native, he actually comes from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and his name is Moses Braveheart, and he was in the South Dakota Army National Guard's 235th Military Police. And he actually cut his hair before going in to serve.
Mm.
Yeah, cut his hair, and he quotes, "I knew I wanted to go into law enforcement in the military. And at the time, I thought, well, I can only do that with short hair, and that's how it's going to be. I knew that cutting my hair is going to be good for a good reason. It's for a career. So I made the sacrifice of cutting my hair because I knew that if I kept it long, I wouldn't be able to join," said Braveheart. Within the Lakota culture, long hair is an extension of the spirit, typically only cut for grief and loss purposes, where it's then buried or burnt. So apart from those circumstances, there, our hair is kept, long, and that represents strength and connection to our ancestors and memories and everything. So after he cut his hair, he was able to join. But now he is able to be kind of exempt from that as religious purposes.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too. While you were reading that, I was quickly trying to find this. But I've read an article in the past that there were military natives that had long hair, and they could really feel the enemy coming. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
an extension of their nervous system.
Right. And, no, I saw that somewhere too.
Yeah. And when they cut their hair, they couldn't do it again.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that was an awkward way of saying that. I hope you understood what I was
saying. No, I definitely got your train. But yeah, isn't that's like.
Well, you talk, Robert. I wonder if the audience understood what I said.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, it's important that, you know, we are able to individually represent ourselves all across, no matter what we're doing, especially in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so many people, so many natives that I know that served. And I just want to, again, give a quick shout out, not only to them, but to everyone else that has served too.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
huge deal. And
it is a big pina kiki wee to yeah. everyone.
Yeah. I like how you threw the wee in there too. That was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you to all. But so, yeah. What so else is coming up?
Well, we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure, you know, that people know that we're going to be on KFAI tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our friend Heather Keeler on, and President John Greendeer, and then Angie Vig from Vig Guitars, and play some music at that last hour and be chilling like a villain.
As we like to do.
Yeah. Will you be joining me?
I sure hope so.
That's awesome. I hope. Yeah. No, I hope so. That's
good. I know. I kind of, yeah. Well, I wrote everything up, so I might as well.
Well, you know, my reading expertise is fading and never was really that good.
Oh, I think it's good enough, you know.
Oh, look at Heather. Look at Heather Keeler's when I said, if you're going to be on with me tonight, she responded. She says she hopes so too.
We all hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, November, the whole month of November is National Native American Heritage Month, and mm-hmm. we're thankful for KFAI to you know, continue partnering with us over yeah. these years and playing our best of episode every weekend, and thankful for the community partnerships that we've been able to develop from KFAI. So if you're able to tune in the Twin Cities, KFAI is 90.3 FM, and Robert and I will be live with Native Roots Radio from 7 to 9 p.m., right?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I just want to, as you were saying that with KFAI, I just want to give a big shout out to AM 950 here in the Twin Cities. We would not have any kind of show or broadcast or be mm-hmm. on any station if it wasn't for their support over the last 8 years, and also Civic Media, which we run another 30 shows or 30 stations a day in Civic Media in Wisconsin. So we just want to give everybody a big shout out and all the support, and all the other stations too that we send the best of.
Yeah, like WOJB, everyone. Yeah, it's important that, you know, we're so thankful and grateful to have a platform where we can uplift Indigenous voices across Turtle Island. But it's also so important and so meaningful that we have listeners like you all that care and care to learn. So thank you.
I hit that applause button for State Representative Heather Keeler.
Oh, yeah. She likes that.
Yeah. Hey, so what do we got? 50 seconds here?
Yeah, or so.
Well, I'm going to end it the way we've ended it for many, many, many years. And if you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because right. This could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.